All right, talking here with Tyler Lorette. How's everything going, man?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem, man. I mean, you got your new single, Ain't That Guy, out. We're going to get ready to play that in just a bit. But
heck yeah.
Let's find out a bit more about you first. You're from a small town in Ontario there. We've narrowed it down to kind of in between Oshawa and Bowmanville. And sort of what got you going into country music?
Yeah, well, I've been playing music and singing, playing the guitar ever since I could remember, probably around 4 years old. And I come from like a musical family, so lots of karaoke around the house when I was younger. And my whole family lives out in New Brunswick. They're all bluegrass musicians. So when we'd go up there and visit, you know, they would all sit in circles and jam bluegrass music like all hours of the day. Probably right now, if I went up there, they'd be in a circle playing bluegrass music. So, you know, it's in the blood. So, yeah.
So what made you then want to take this fun family activity and actually pursue it as a career? I don't know if anybody in your family, because you come from a musical family, pursued it or not, but what made you want to go from just singing around the house with your family to, I want to get my music, try to get it out on the radio and have this be how I make my living?
Yeah, great question. Well, my mom, when she was younger, that was her dream. Her dream was to become a singer, songwriter, but back in the day, I guess her parents were like, you can't make that a job. So it didn't end up working out. But like, she singing at weddings and stuff to put herself through university. She kind of thought it would be a good career path for me because she heard me jamming out and stuff like that when I was so young. And she's like, okay, I think you were meant to do this. So, you know, they believed in me. And now here we are. I'm living my dream. And
now, how has that been for you? Because you are still a pretty young guy there. And I got to believe you're in your early to mid 20s, somewhere in that range. Sort of, when did you start 21. Actually pursuing this as a kind of career and really playing shows?
Yeah. So I started playing like my first live shows around 9 years old. And I played a bunch of shows then. I would try to get out and sing at like every bar I could get my hands on, like with other local musicians and stuff like that. I'd ask them if they could bring me out to sing like, I don't know, 30 minutes of music or something, whatever. And then around 12 years old is when I started to take it really seriously. And I was singing like around 100 shows this 1 year. And yeah, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do with my whole life. And I started live streaming on this app called Crew, no longer a thing, sadly, but they partnered me up there. And yeah, I did that for years and years, and playing live a lot, man.
Did you find the gigs started coming a lot more once you hit 19, seeing as you're in Ontario?
Oh yeah, 100%. It was a lot easier to get some gigs, and because like the drinking age, right? Like, they don't really feel comfortable with letting younger kids singing in their bars, I guess. Yeah, now that I can sing at like festivals and stuff, it's, you know, it's great.
So how has it been for you? Obviously, you've probably grown up with a lot of the social media. How do you find that aspect of being an emerging artist? Because a lot of it now is, you know, growing fans through social media. And that's the way a lot of people seem to get the opportunities to potentially be a part of bigger labels. If I don't know if that's something that interests you, being with a bigger label or not. I know some who just go, no, I just kind of want to do my thing. But how is that social media aspect for you?
Yeah, well, social media is great. I've been working at it ever since I was a young kid to get my like fan base up. And you know, it's hard. It's a lot of hard work, and you got to put a lot of time into it to grow your fan base and post some good content that people could connect with and that people like, you know.
How do you kind of gel together your own personality and who you are with the content that, because like you said, kind of, you know, the content people want to see? How do you blend yourself into that to kind of make it authentic for your fans?
Yeah, I just be myself, and I sing tunes that like some people request some songs, and I'll sing songs that they like. I'll make it my own way, but you know, still connect with them, you know. And we do family TikTok as well. Well, I do, I should say. And I get my mom and dad to sing some music with me, and a lot of people think that's cool because I bring in that family aspect, and they just connect with it and think it's cool.
Awesome. Now let's talk about this new single, Ain't That Guy. It is a song that you co-wrote with some names that are very familiar to me. Sasha, the top of the country winner from a few years ago. Daryl Scott, who's written songs for many artists, including Jade Eagleson, and the producer of the track, Adam Newcomb. Sort of, how did you get working with these guys, and in particular, this song?
Yeah, well, I've been working with Adam ever since I could remember. I started working with him, releasing my first songs around 12, and you know, we've been working together ever since, so that's cool. And Sasha, I met Sasha quite a long time ago now, and we've been friends and working together, and you know, that's cool. So we decided to get a song. We decided to write a song together, and we met all up. They brought Daryl there. Awesome dude, by the way. He's so dope. Awesome to write with as well. And it was just good. I was just jamming around on the guitar, making some riffs, whatever. And they were like, yeah, let's play that one. I was sick. And then Sasha was just walking around going, I ain't that guy. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, that's awesome. I was like, let's write a song called Ain't That Guy. And, you know, 2 hours later, we banged out the song and demoed it. And yeah, the rest is history. But the song is about seeing someone you care about a lot get treated like trash. And you can't really say anything. But in your head, you're just like, oh, I would treat her way better. And yeah.
Something I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, myself included on that. Sort of. And why did you really want to put this song out there to radio? I mean, a lot of people may just put it out to DSP these days. What made you want to push to have it out at radio?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people could connect with Ain't That Guy, because I feel like that happens to a lot of people. You know, people get treated like trash a lot, and I feel like it's just a gentle reminder that there's still some good guys left in this world. And I wanted everybody to hear it, and radio definitely helped out a lot. And I just thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
So what all do you have on tap for the rest of 2024 and possibly into the early stages of 2025, as we are already in September? I mean, goodness gracious, great balls of fire, how time flies, eh?
Yeah, time's flying. It's, you know, I'm sad that summer's over, but good thing is I like fall a lot, because I could wear jeans, cowboy boots, and some flannels and not be sweating my face off, you know? I got lots of stuff coming. I got, for the rest of this year, at least, I got some shows. In September, I got 2 shows. I'm singing at Gustapalooza in Barrie, Ontario, and I'm singing at Convergence Music Festival in Oshawa. That's in September. October comes around. I got late October. I'm releasing a new song called Home. I'm super excited to share that with everybody. Also in October, I'm going to be heading down to Nashville, get some rights. You know, I'm going to go see Jade Eagleson at the Opry. That's going to be cool. You know, that's exciting. And in the new year, EP. That's all I can say about the EP. EP.
Do you know roughly how many songs are going to be on there, or is that still kind of in the planning stages?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be around 5 or 6 songs on the EP. I'm excited to share it with everybody, and I hope everybody can connect with it and enjoy.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out today and talk. Getting ready to play Ain't That Guy. I'm sure people are going to fall in love with that, and I'm sure a lot of people, like myself, can easily relate to the song.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much once again.